And at that time, how would you describe the position in terms of equality, diversity, and inclusion in clinical research?
Well, I think both in terms of equality, diversity, and inclusion, as well as patient and public involvement, I must say it was a rarity. So I've just told you I was appointed to involve. And as far as I can remember, there may have been a public health doctor, but I was the only hospital doctor that was appointed at the time. And I mean, I guess the reason for that was most hospital doctors and certainly self-respecting researchers at the time weren't really engaged at all in either patient involvement or in EDI. And these were things which were so rudimentary. Indeed, with EDI, it could be argued that if you got yourself to involve by EDI, I'm sure those listening will know that means, equality, diversity, and inclusion. That if you got yourself too heavily in EDI, it was potentially career limiting. It was really very rudimentary and not the done thing, nor was patient involvement in research.